This is your devotion for day 13, prepared by Brother Jack Kuhlman. Today's devotion, entitled Lot Chose for Himself, is based on Genesis 13, 1 through 18, and Genesis 19, 1 through 29. Slow fade. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. It's the second glance that ties your hands as darkness pulls the strings. Be careful, little feet, where you go, for it's the little feet behind you that are sure to follow. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. When flattery leads to compromise, the end is always near. Be careful, little lips, what you say, for empty words and promises lead broken hearts astray. It's a slow fade when you give yourself away. It's a slow fade when black and white have turned to gray. Thoughts invade, choices are made, and the built price is paid when you give yourself away. People never crumble in a day. The journey from your mind to your hands is shorter than you're thinking. Be careful if you think you stand, you might just be slowly sinking. It's a slow fade when you give yourself away. It's a slow fade when black and white turns to gray. Thoughts invade, choices are made, and the price will be paid when you give yourself away. People never crumble in a day. Daddies never crumble in a day. Families never crumble in a day. It's a slow fade. This song, recorded by Casting Crowns, is relevant to the life of every believer and describes the process that leads believers to fall into temptation that leads to sin. We must understand that sin is not normally a spontaneous act, but the result of progression. Though we will not go there today, James 1:13-15 outlines the steps that cause a person to sin, and being aware of these steps will help us avoid the pitfall. The way that James describes the path to sin is the life of a believer is similar to a fish being attracted to shiny lures that promise something good, but in the end brings something harmful. If you're not familiar with the fishing lures, look around at the area of near Walmart and get a glimpse at how crazy some people look. I'm a fisherman, and you can attest to how successfully these bright baits can be. And Satan knows how attractive bright, shiny things are to human nature. All the believers must be on guard. What we will discuss today and how Abraham's nephew Lot was attracted by something that looked really appealing, which actually put him right in the middle of one of the most sinful traps ever. Let's begin with what led to Lot's disastrous decision in Genesis 13, 1-13. Abraham was following God's leading and moving his family and accumulated wealth towards God's goal for him, and Lot and his family were a part of this vast group. But these men were rich, not so much with money, but in flocks and herds of livestock, which was how wealth was measured in that time. Not expectedly, conflict occurred due to the crowded conditions and limited grazing area, verses 5-7. So Abraham makes the decision that the family should separate and unselfishly relinquishes his seniority in allowing Lot to choose his own direction, verse 8 and 9. It would seem reasonable to believe that Lot recognized Abraham's faith in God, since they had been together for quite a while and Lot was traveling with Abraham. Surely Lot would have questioned Abraham as to where they were going and why. But when Lot makes his choice of direction, he is immediately drawn to the shiniest bait. Without consulting God, he heads in the direction that leads to destruction, verses 10 through 12. Verse 13 leads us to believe that the area and city were already known for their wickedness, but Lot ignores the warning signs and heads off to the bright lights of the big city. So we've seen the first step in the process. Lot was drawn away from God's plan by seeking after what looked like the best and moved right up to the edge of the crossing over into sin by settling close to it. Then in Genesis 19:1, we read that Lot was sitting in the gateway of the city. City officials and prominent citizens would gather in the city gate to conduct city business and community affairs. So we see now that Lot is fully included in the wicked activities of the wicked area. First, Lot moved up close and then became fully involved in the daily lives of these godless people. Perhaps he rationalized that he could help lead them to faith in God if he lived amongst them. Yeah, we sometimes use that one too, don't we? But, you know, you and I know that seldom that it turns out that way, and it certainly did not for Lot. Lot knew what he was a part of. Look at how desperate he was for these two men he referred to as lords to not stay out in the city during the night, verses 2 through 3. He knew what would occur once the sun went down. The illustration in Genesis 19, 4 through 9 is about the human degradation of sinfulness. Look what it did to Lot, who was willing to throw his own daughter out to the mob, verse 8, and how his testimony was destroyed in the minds of the godless bunch, verse 9. The narrative goes on to describe how Lot lost his godly influence over his family, verse 14 and 26, and Lot himself was so comfortable with the sin in the area that he was hesitant to leave, verse 16, and begged not to be forced completely out from it, verses 18 through 20. Reading verses 30 through 38 is also difficult and proves how destructive sin is to the life of a believer. Look at how Lot's comfortable acceptance of sin affected his own daughters. Lot's sinfulness led to the complete obliteration of the moral fabric of his entire family. So we learn to see the progression of the process of sin. We look, we're drawn in, we get close enough to touch, we settle in, and in the end, we're destroyed. Our every thought must be captive to Christ, 1 Corinthians 10:5, and we must resist Satan's lures to make him run, James 4:7, and above all, resist every kind of evil, 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Tolerance is a fancy catchword in our society today, but if you allow yourself to become tolerant of what God calls sin of any kind, you are on a path to destruction and death. Also, if you really test the words of those who most often call out for tolerance, you'll find that they are the least tolerant of anything they themselves don't agree with. Try it. Question them. You'll find it's true. This concludes your devotion for day 13.